Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of girls track and field. West Delaware traveling to the Hudson Relays last night. The Hawks took 12th place in the 15-team meet with 25 points. Decorah won it with 128.5. Cascade was 6th with 53. Anamosa hosted their girls' early bird meet at Ken Faring Track inside Dowling Field. Iowa City Liberty won it with 193. Lindmar was 2nd with 189. Monticello plays 3rd with 110. Tipton was 4th with 97. Albia, coming almost 3 hours away, was 5th with 45. Anamosa with 40 points was 6th. West Branch with 39 came in 7th. On the boys' side in coverage area track and field last night, it was the Jessup Invitational, as several coverage area teams taking part there, as Maquoketa Valley came in 4th with 82 points. Grundy Center was the top team with 140. 7th place Independence with 53. Edco with 29 was 10th. East Buchanan with 11 points came in 11th. Starmont with 5 points was 12th. Beckman came in 13th, tied with Waterloo Columbus. To soccer now, the Independence girls suffered their first defeat of the season, moving them to 4-1 as they were taken down by the Mount Vernon Mustangs by the score of 2-1 in Independence. The Western Dubuque Bobcat girls improved the record to 2-1 with a 1-0 win over Dubuque Senior on Buckman Field last night in Epworth. The Independence boys fell to Mount Vernon by the score of 2-0. The Mustang boys are now 1-3. The Western Dubuque boys soccer team had a tough go of it on the road at Dubuque Senior as they fell to the Rams 11-3. The Bobcat boys are now 1-2. To golf now in girls play, Edco beat Alburnett, the Lady Vikings scoring 228 points, leading the way with 55's Abby Sullivan and Kayla Tide. 58 for Kinsey Barnhart. Haley Roush had a 60, a 67 for Brianna Van Grohl. Audrey Helmrichs with a 64. The Monticello girls with a road victory. They improved the record to 2-0 as they took down North Cedar at the 330 Golf and Country Club with a 217 compared to the Knights' 242. The Cascade girls hosted Comanche at the Fillmore Fairways outside of Cascade as the Cougars fell to the Storm 232-252. In boys golf, Starmont hosting Springville at Backbone Golf and Country Club as the Stars winning 185-213. Leading the way for the Stars, three players with 46s, seniors Garrett Waterhouse and Jacob Genkin, freshman Jace Thomason, a 47 for senior Isaac Mead, and sophomore Maddox Vasky had a 51. North Lynn took down Central City on the road at the Meadowview Golf and Country Club. The Lynx with a 194 to Central City's 249. And at the Fillmore Fairways, Cascade edging Bellevue 191-194. Gavin Monernock leading the way, the medalist. The senior fired a 43. Isaac Martin, another senior, with a 45. Senior Justin Rowling, a 51. Senior Jared Weber, a 52. And Nathan Shockamill, a freshman, with a 59. To national sports and Major League Baseball, Seiya Suzuki powered the Cubs past the Pittsburgh Pirates and spoiled their home opener as Suzuki homered twice. Drew Smyly pitched 5 scoreless innings as the Cubbies beat the Buccos 2-1 to improve to 3-1. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 2-0. It was Atlanta crushing Washington 16-4. The Giants all over the Padres 13-2. In the AL, Boston over Detroit 5-3. It was the White Sox nipping Seattle 3-2. Yankees blank Toronto 4-0. Tampa Bay edges Oakland 9-8. In interleague play, Albert Pujols homered for the first time back in St. Louis. Cardinals get past Kansas City 6-5. It was the Angels over Miami 4-3. Cleveland 5 better than Cincinnati 10-5. It was Milwaukee over Baltimore by 1, 5-4. Colorado 4, Texas 1. The LA Dodgers over Minnesota 7-2. And Houston pass Arizona 2-1. In the NBA, Brooklyn over Cleveland 115-108. Minnesota topped the LA Clippers 109-104. In the NHL, these winners, Buffalo, Carolina, Washington, Florida in overtime, St. Louis, Ottawa, New York Islanders in a shootout, Minnesota, Nashville in overtime, Los Angeles, and Calgary. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.